Over the past several weeks, we've learned a lot about the Alcatraz of Washington State. The prison on McNeil Island in South Puget Sound opened in 1875, but despite its rich history, the state left a lot behind when the prison closed in 2011. In the last episode of their podcast series, Forgotten Prison, KNKX reporters Simone Alisea and Paula Whistle explore what we lose when we forget about prisons. They talked with Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick about the latest episode and the series.
In this final episode, ladies, the title of the podcast really rang true to me. I mean, McNeil Island is a forgotten prison. It was just left. Buildings are deteriorating. Items that depict everyday life were abandoned inside. Nature is taking over. That seems harsh. But in this episode, we also learn about harsh conditions for prisoners at McNeil, at least in the early days, from one rather famous inmate, Robert Stroud.
Right. Robert Stroud, better known, Kirsten, as the Birdman of Alcatraz. There was a movie made about him in the 60s. He actually arrived at McNeil Island. It was the very first place he went to prison in 1909. It was for killing a man in Alaska. It took him 5 days to get to McNeil Island for them to transport him. And then when he arrived, he describes going into the cell house. It's an old, old cell house, no longer there, in kind of these dungeon-like conditions, no modern plumbing. So you could smell what he called the night buckets.
So Stroud, when he's at McNeil, he stabs and injures a fellow inmate. He's transferred to the prison in Leavenworth, Kansas. And it's actually there that he kept birds and he studied birds and he wrote a book on bird diseases, became quite an expert. And then while he was there, he killed a guard and then was later sent to Alcatraz, which is how Birdman and Alcatraz kind of came together. But I think what's really interesting about him is he didn't just sort of write about birds and he didn't just write about sort of his personal experience in prison, but he really kind of studied the conditions of prison.
What we learned in the episode is that what he wrote then could have really been written today.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, I think his sort of big question was, what is the point of prison? Is it a form of punishment or is it meant to rehabilitate? And he sort of points to all of these different things that we came across in our research about whether prisons really were trying to stop people from committing more crimes. And he sort of makes this point that, you know, if a business had a 50% recidivism rate, a 50% failure rate, you know, we would consider that a failure of a business. But, you know, even today, we look at the Washington State prison system, their recidivism rate, number of people who end up reoffending and going back to prison, is 35% in the 30s, somewhere in there.
Illustrating a lot of this information is a man named Mark that you introduced us to in this episode. He's been in and out of prison his adult life, much of that time served at McNeil.
Yes, he was, again, he first went to prison at McNeil. He's been in and out of prison, as you said, mostly for auto theft. And he really talked about kind of what it means to be in prison.
There's always that knowledge in the back of your head that you are here. You have to stay here. Your family has to get along without you, which is a great burden for a lot of families. And you're really useless.
I think the thing that we got from talking to Mark and some of the other guys who were locked up is just the amount of loss that kind of happens. You know, when you're on the inside, you live your everyday life, but at the same time, you miss out on everything going on the outside. So, you know, Mark, for example, his wife died while he was locked up. His mother died while he was locked up, and he you know, didn't have a chance to go to a funeral and grieve. And it's hard to imagine what that's like to not be able to experience those things for yourself.
Well, and also I think it just brings up, yes, someone's in prison, but it ripples out to everyone else connected to that person.
And it's not really until we hear from people like Mark, and also including the research that you both did for this podcast series, that prison becomes real for many of us and not just this invisible thing. In this episode and the 5 episodes before it, you're just really scratching the surface. There's so much more information that you all discovered.
Well, there's so many stories that we got from people who were in the prison or people who worked there or the kids who lived on the island, so much that, you know, we had many debates about, do we include this? Do we not include this?
Yeah, yeah. It was really hard to kind of figure out what was going to sort of tell the story of this place. And I think it shocks most people to learn that a prison can sort of have these varying stories. I mean, we still have people kind of coming out now that the series has been out for a while. We still have people contacting us saying, oh, I remember such and such thing about a motorcycle club on McNeil. Or I remember as a kid, I had a friend who lived on McNeil Island and I always wanted to go over and couldn't play.
You know, I ran into someone the other day. She was in a high school choir and they went and performed at McNeil.
And so when you hear stuff like that, it makes you question, you know, why are people so surprised to hear about these connections if there are so many connections? And I think it really gets down to sort of what prison is and why we forget about it and why we don't think about it.
Well, and also just thinking about, you think about the criminal justice system and we there, you know, if there's a high profile trial that's in the news and we hear about that and other things going on. But I feel like the prison is the last part of that equation and it's like this black hole. We know that someone was sentenced to 20 years. You never hear about it again. You kind of don't hear that next step. Well, what happens after they get sent to the prison?
You know what, Kirsten? I'm actually really curious to know what you have taken away. You've heard all the episodes now, and did you learn anything new? Was there stuff that was surprising to you?
Absolutely. And one of the things is how integrated prisons are into a community and really how much prison impacts people who are not only incarcerated there, but the people who work there and their families and the ripple effects that stem out from that. And also, it's making me think more about the role prisons play in our society, the good and the bad, and how all of this is going to inform our opinions going forward.
Well, and also just McNeil itself was like one of the founding federal prisons.
Right.
And was like such an integral part of the early prison history. And I'd say almost nobody knows about that.
I just want to thank you both for your work. I know this has been a year of research and reporting, and just these six episodes have been fascinating. I just want to congratulate you on a job well done.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Thanks.
The final episode of Forgotten Prison is available now, and you can listen to it on your favorite podcast app. To find out more, go to ForgottenPrison.org and check out KNKX's exclusive photos of McNeil Island. Forgotten Prison is supported in part through a grant from Humanities Washington.